separate recording. Richard Mortimer, Platinum Coaching Course, and we're talking today about your squeeze page funnel. What I mean by that is when people come and opt into your subscriber list, add their name and email, what happens to them? What's the best process to go through? Well, there's certain things to consider here, so I'm just going to give you the principles. I can't give you a one-size-fits-all solution. I can't, you know, I don't know your niche, I don't know your subscribers, I don't know your traffic sources, I don't know the value of your products, I don't know the price of your products. All these things vary from marketer to marketer and actually day to day, even in one marketer's business. So it's impossible to give you a hard and fast rule. So I'm just going to give you the principles now to enable you to make a start, with an informed start, and then obviously know what you're looking for in when you start to test and track what you're doing. So we're talking about where people go. For example, what about single or double opt-in? What's that? Well, on the standard autoresponder services, as I think probably most of you know, there is the opportunity to confirm the opt-in. This started when a lot of people would just put in somebody else's email or junk email or something, or do a sort of a laugh or a joke, and opt somebody into a list, and they go on the list, you know, with this, that email, and they'd get the emails coming that they'd never asked. It's unsolicited because somebody else put the email in. So the confirmed email confirms that that person did that. In other words, they actually get it in the email, and of course you have to be the account holder to confirm that that is the case. That's the idea with the double opt-in. So you're confirming that it is that indeed that same person that has the email owner who's added the name and email to go onto that subscriber list. This was obviously when spam became a real problem. This was introduced. And so you might think, well, everybody now uses double opt-in, but that actually isn't the case. For example, if you are opting somebody in when they've paid for a product, you don't need to add double opt-in, because obviously that's usually the case. The PayPal email is the right one. The email they use is going to be the right one for delivery if they paid for it, all this kind of thing. You know, some people in internet marketing particularly would know that they're most likely to get the free offering delivered to straight away. So they'll be directed straight away to it, you know, maybe through some other offers, but they will get there without having to go into the email. So they might give a junk email, they might give an email that is their own, but one they don't use now, because that happens a lot, doesn't it? You know, people are always, we all know this, that we're all starting new email addresses all the time. Maybe we use old ones, perhaps dropped in a list, because they don't really want to be on your list, but they want your freebie. So it's like a kind of thing. And, you know, there's a way of getting around that. The way to get around that is to not give them the delivery on the website, give them the delivery in the email. So they have to go to the email. And people who have done that and really want it will actually then enter a second time with the real email to get what they wanted. They're kind of testing you, you know. But then that irritates people. So you've just got to bear it in mind. You know, there's the irritation factor with the factor that you can lose the person. And then you might say, well, actually, the people who won't go and confirm, and the people who won't actually open my emails, I don't want them on my list anyway. Well, that's fine. You know, that's another factor that you need to think about. So let's just now talk about then what happens when somebody opts in. What do you do next? Okay, well, if you were doing double opt-in, I would suggest that you almost certainly have to send them to a page which tells them to go into their inbox and open the email and confirm it. AWeber will give you an opportunity to do either a written email that goes for the confirmation email, or even better, it'll give you, not the email, the next page. So actually there's a standard one in AWeber, there's a standard video one, which is really good. So what happens is they opt into your list, they give you their email, their name, they click the button, and the next thing they see is a video which tells them to go to their email inbox and to confirm the email, and then they'll get their product. So that's the way to do double opt-in if you want to do it that way. Bear in mind, I was having a discussion earlier on, I found a few years ago, I switched to GetResponse because I found that AWeber wouldn't actually give you the unconfirmed opt-in. I think perhaps the problem that was a few years ago isn't the same now, so someone told me that they've never had a problem and AWeber would actually allow you to do unconfirmed opt-in. What I mean by that is that you've got a button, and what I was finding was that you click the unconfirmed button. So in other words, they didn't have to double opt-in, they only opted in once. And AWeber wouldn't let you do it. So even though you'd asked to have single opt-in, they were presenting double opt-in, which was a real problem because obviously you'd not set your funnel up to work in the same way. So there was a double negative there, that they were not doing what they said they were going to do, and B, that it messed up your funnel. So that was a real problem. That's why I went to GetResponse, because I wanted to do single opt-in, because I'd never had a problem with it. And I think that's probably because, you know, if you offer a good quality product and you know what you're talking about, that kind of thing, it's never going to be a problem. That's my own experience, but you know, that might be different for you in your niche, I don't know. But apparently AWeber seems to be okay now, so I don't want to, you know, say that's definitely the case now. It seems that is now as it ought to be. In other words, you click on the confirmed and it's confirmed, you click on unconfirmed and it is unconfirmed. It's only single opt-in to your subscriber list. Okay, so what happens if you have the single opt-in, and what do you do next? Well, obviously the main thing you can do is get them straight to the download, straight to the free offering. They go straight to it. That has the benefit of, you know, you're not irritating them at all, sending, giving them an OTO, giving them this, giving them that, you know, making them jump through hoops. People don't like that. Think about it, when you opt in, what do you do? Do you like being given another offering or whatever it is? You know, there's pluses and minuses. And so on. So you just want to just think of that. Just think what's works for best. Again, test, track. So that's one alternative. Or you could give them a product offering, and you know, make it something that really is exclusive for people who've just opted in, and state that. Say, well, because you've opted in, I really really wanted to offer you something very 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 special. I offer to nobody else. Only people who've just come on to my subscriber list get to see this, and it's so and so and so and so and so, you know. And if you could put a link, no thanks, at the top, or what's more, you just put it at the bottom. Again, you're making the person jump through the hoop of having to read your sales copy to get to the no thanks link and then go to the download and whatever it is. You know, all these things have pros and cons. Like I said, is the irritation factor, having to jump through the hoops and having to read more and watch another video, whatever it might be. And then there's the other side, which is if you go straight and give them the download, you're still not monetizing that subscriber list. Another factor to think about is how well your email sequence works. If you've got an email sequence that's really red hot, then I would suggest that you want to be doing straight to the free download, and then they get an email sequence, and you're doing the work in the email sequence, the interaction, and warming them up to you, you see. So that's the thing to do there. At the beginning, when you're still, you know, feeling your way and you're still having to write the emails and you know, come up with more to add in and that kind of thing, still working on it quite heavily, then maybe that is actually is better to try and monetize up the front, bearing in mind that you do actually raise somebody's irritation factor. They're irritated having to give their name an email. The thing is that the desire to have what you are offering is greater than the irritation. But obviously you get to a point where if you irritate them so much, then that's it. They won't buy anything from you. But then maybe you don't want that kind of person that gets irritated very easily on your list. They're not going to be a good customer and a good client. You know, these are all the factors that have to be borne in mind. But, you know, there's different ways of doing it. And you have to find out what suits your product offerings, your style, your list, your traffic sources best by testing and tracking these things. But a simple funnel, and you know, you have to think about where you send people from the point of opt-in and so on. Okay, I'm just going to add a little bit more to this, and that is really to do with squeeze pages and the squeeze page funnel, and that is another way of collecting the subscribers, and that is by using a pop-up. Basically, there are two types of pop-up. There is one which is would appear on a page. So in other words, it's a page of content. It could be a sales page, it could be a blog, it could be, you know, whatever, but it's not actually a squeeze page. So this is what you use to build a list on anything other than a squeeze page. Is a pop-up squeeze page. I'm actually working on a little script it's an unblockable pop-up, and it'll only show once. And I'm going to develop this into a plugin as well, so you can just add it to a WordPress blog very easily. It's not actually finished yet. I can tell you where to go to get an unblockable pop-up, but that will appear every time somebody goes to the page. So that can be, you know, irritating if someone's always going to your blog. If you're sending a lot of people to your blog, and every time they go, they get the pop-up because you give them an unblockable pop-up. Well, that might become counterproductive in the end. Obviously, when you first do it, you're going to get a lot of opt-ins, and that'll drop off as people get irritated by always having to go to that pop-up. So the idea then is to have a one-time pop-up, and then you can say in the copy on the pop-up, you'll only see this pop-up once. Here's a chance to get this course for free. Now, ultimately, you'd want that course or product you offer on the pop-up to be an exclusive offer for that pop-up, if you possibly can. To start with, you're not going to be able to do that, obviously. It's probably going to be the same as your main squeeze page, although this could be a way of testing the different product offerings. But you want to try and develop, if you're going to use this tactic, try and develop something exclusive so that then really becomes quite valuable. And you know what you want to do is have a content page that is a page of good content you can send people to, but then you have the pop-up coming and showing itself, and obviously it's an unblockable pop-up, and that gives people a real incentive to opt in, and that you might find actually converts better than your squeeze page, because they're going there for the content. And then you're interrupting that process to offer them this offer. And, you know, it's like a one-time, as soon as they pop that pop-up away, they're not going to see it again, and that offer's gone forever. You know, so that's actually quite a good tactic. The other way of doing it is to have an exit pop. There's a piece of software by Dave Gwinden called Exit Pop. And that basically, when somebody goes to click away from a website, they will be presented with the opportunity to go to another page. You can do it different ways. You can, you know, there's different offers on there, but there's basically a bit of software which you can buy called Exit Splash, and then you add a bit of code to your site. You go onto the website, you set it up how you want it, then you form the code. It's a bit like going and setting up AWeber, actually. And then you add the code to your website, and then that will show an exit pop, so that when somebody clicks away, they'll get the chance to get a free offer. You see this a lot now with when there's a launch done, people often do a free offering for people to click away. So they get presented with the offer, and then they say, oh, I don't want that, I'm going to click away. They click away, they get presented with a free offer. And obviously that's to build subscribers on the back end, people coming to the traffic. You need to bear in mind that can be a disincentive for affiliates. So if you've got a lot of affiliates sending traffic to that page, and you're offering a free offering, then some might say, "Well, I don't want that there." If they realise it is there, you know, it can vary. It might not make a difference at all. It might make a big difference. So you need to bear that in mind. That for that traffic source, it's not always the best way of doing things. You know, affiliates really want what most affiliates really want. If they think about it, is just a standard sales page. And they do the rest of the stuff themselves. They don't want, you know, somebody using that to build their list or whatever it is, because that traffic's valuable to them, obviously. So that's the two different pop-ups. One when a page is first presented, one when someone clicks away from the page, a pop-up, unblockable pop-up, or an exit pop. Okay, thank you very much for that.